EnglishPod.com.
Steven, good to see you, brother. How are you? How was your trip?
It was fine. I've been better, but it's great to be home. I've missed you all. How's Mom?
She's great. All she ever does is talk about you, her little boy, that went to the United States. You're her pride and joy. You know that, right?
Can't wait to see her. You? What's new with you?
Well, Nisha and I are expecting. You'll have another nephew or niece soon.
That's great. Wow. Congrats. You two are great together, you know. You have such a beautiful family. I hope that one day I can have that.
Of course, man. Come on. I mean, everything was set here for you to marry Shalini. You know, she's still pining after you. I don't think she'll ever get over you.
What are you talking about? I hardly knew her. How could she be in love with me? I couldn't go through with it, even though she's a great woman. No, I left my heart in the United States. I just hope Veronica is happy.
Get over it. You're home now. Everyone here thinks so highly of you. There'll be girls throwing themselves at you. You can marry anyone you want.
I don't want to marry anyone. I want to marry her. Don't you understand?
You are incorrigible.
Steven, my baby, how are you? I miss you so much.
Hey, Mom. Great to see you.
You look so thin. Didn't those Americans feed you? Come. Let's have some Thai. By the way, there is a girl here waiting for you.
Hi, Steven.
Veronica, how did you get here? How do you know where I live? I waited for you at the airport, but you never showed.
I also have some little secrets that I haven't told you about, but we can discuss that later. I realized that I was just scared of how much I love you and of the commitment that marriage requires. I'm here now. Now, there's something I want to ask you. Steven, will you marry me?
I now declare you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.